Question 2. The storm picked up momentum as it rushed through town. People who were unfortunate enough to be out on the streets of Cape Bluff watched the black funnel approaching, fully aware that a falling tree, power line, or lightning bolt was just as dangerous as the tornado itself. The smart ones jumped in a nearby ditch and lay there. That's the safest place outdoors, unless, of course, you get swept away by a flash flood. All over town, a continuous rumble could be heard in the distance. As the funnel moved closer, it became a muffled whooshing sound, like a waterfall or air rushing past an open car window driven at high speed. The roar grew sharper and louder until it sounded like a freight train or jet engine. The wind speed topped out at 260 miles per hour, but nobody knew the speed for sure, because at the weather station, the device they used to measure wind speed blew away. Trees began to bend and finally snap.